What is life for, if not to build up an interesting and useful personality? A man or woman of 50 years, alive to the value of education, conscious of the early failure, once awakened to the possibility of a really good education, even in the mature years, will turn over a new leaf, grasp the new opportunity, acquire the habit of reading, thinking, conversing, of writing, and will surprise his neighbors, his family, and himself by the eagerness, intellectual ambition, and personal enthusiasm that such an experiment will develop. Tens of thousands of adults have, during the past 30 years, taken up and completed courses of reading under the auspices of the CLSC. And from hundreds of homes, young people have entered college as a result, who received their first impulse from the Chautauqua Circle and are where they are today because of its faithful ministry. Among the most beneficent of the Chautauqua devices is the pleasant conceit by which our readers become themselves college students in their own homes, in rural villages, in solitary farmhouses, in the heart of great cities, having their courses of study, their little libraries, the Chautauqua mottos on the wall, the CLSC correspondence in the desk, communications from the central office, a program of work, suggestions from fellow readers, the constant consciousness of being a part of a great and noble fraternity, the looking forward to graduation day, and then the broader horizon, the nobler ambitions, and the inspiring influence of an intelligent religious faith. These are conditions which make membership in the Chautauqua Circle a perpetual inspiration. It is this thought of the age that Chautauqua represents, education for all. All classes, all ages, both sexes, education in all departments of thought to fit people for all the relations of life, to make mothers and fathers more earnest in the training of their children, to make pastors more interested in the development of a symmetrical type of religious life, to open up a wider field of reading and thinking to the masses of our population, and thus to make our Christian civilization more effective as a civilizing and Christianizing factor in all parts of the world. This is the distinctive mission of Chautauqua. It has a message to the whole world, to all classes of people, to all grades of intellect, to all schools of religion, and would lift the so-called common people and the often misnamed better classes to a common and loftier level, where people will be measured not by their financial resources, their society standing, their ecclesiastical creed, their family name and antecedents, but by their moral and religious character, their appreciation of the true, the beautiful, and the good, and the measure of their enthusiasm in the service of the neighbor and in the upbuilding of a noble Christian civilization. This expresses the dominant idea and ideal of Chautauqua.